Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And we welcome you back to the Commodore Hour here on 102.5 The Game. I'm Joe Fisher. Glad to be with you. Great to have Derek Mason with us there a moment ago. And thrilled to have a World Series champion join us right now, Walker Buehler. Vandy Boy, who has done a marvelous job with the Los Angeles Dodgers, part of their run to the World Series championship. And Walker, congratulations. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I tell you, it's great to be with you. And, you know, you were a part of a World Series in college and part of a World Series now in the major leagues. How do they compare?
You know, I think obviously, you know, winning the World Series here in the big leagues is obviously something really special. And, you know, I think when you win at any level, when a group kind of comes together and achieves that singular goal, I think it's going to be special. And, you know, I don't know that there's that much more to say about it, to be honest with you. I think winning your last game is a feeling that kind of is inexplainable.
I know you were really, really hoping. It's kind of, I'm sure it was a conundrum for you because you were really hoping to get the ball in game seven. But if you win game six, you win the World Series. So you were kind of caught in that mix, weren't you?
Yeah, I will take us winning the sixth game all day, every day. Obviously, I felt good about going out there the next day, but, you know, we got it done, and we got it done in six, and I couldn't be happier.
I thought it was interesting, Walker. And I heard the broadcasters, you know, Joe Buck and John Smoltz talking about several things. One of the things they mentioned when you were pitching through the course of the series, one of the things they said was that you had played at the highest level in college, playing at Vanderbilt and going to the World Series and winning a college World Series. And they said they felt that helped you prepare for the situation you were in now. Is that true?
I would think so. Obviously, you know, Corbs does a great job of preparing us for kind of any moment. And, you know, as you grow older and mature a little bit, you kind of feel that more and understand more what we were doing. And then you get to a level like the World Series, right? And those things kind of kick in. So, you know, I think anytime you're competing against groups of your peers and at a high level, it's going to help you down the road if you're in that situation again. So I definitely think it was a big part of it for me.
I'm curious, and I've watched you obviously develop and grow, and we all, I think all of us who followed you here at Vanderbilt knew that you had a great future. And I know you, and I know you're a very confident guy, and you're very confident in your ability. But I wonder, was there a point, was there a game, was there an at-bat, I don't know what it is, but was there a point where you realized and you thought everybody realized, I belong here, I belong in this rotation? Was there one game or one moment where you said, this was a defining moment for me?
I kind of see it as a long series of them, to be honest with you. I think, you know, if you're going to be confident and kind of say the things that I say to people sometimes, I think it can be a little out of line if you aren't somebody that, you know, kind of feels they've earned it, right? So at every point, I feel like I've checked the box. And, you know, getting to the big leagues was a big box for me, winning a couple games. Obviously, we kind of got off to a good start with the combined no-hitter thing in Mexico. And, you know, my rookie year was kind of a lot of those. A lot of, you know, luck went my way. And your confidence builds, and then you get through the playoffs and feel good about where I was at the end of the playoffs. Obviously, there's a couple bumps in the road and even in the first couple games of that. So, you know, you just keep adding to the mental resume, I guess. And, you know, you feel that confidence kind of becomes earned or at least isn't out of nowhere. And I think the past couple of years have just kind of added to that for me.
Can you take us back, Walker, 2015? I believe that's when you went through Tommy John surgery, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, can you take us back through that? Because I would imagine there's got to be some uncertainty in your mind of about having to go through that and what you're going to be on the other side of that. And it appears to all of us, you came through that, I don't want to say better than you were, but darn near, sure looks like it.
I think that's probably fair. I think I'm probably significantly better. I think, you know, everyone wants to talk about the physical side and the ligament and the elbow and the surgery and stuff, right? But if you take a year and kind of have to sit and just work and you're not getting, you know, that positive feedback of going and winning a game or anything like that, I think you learn a lot about yourself. And, you know, I think I grew up a lot in that year and my work ethic changed a little bit and became a little more centralized, I think. And, you know, I was fortunate enough that it had a great surgeon and a great rehab team and, you know, the support of the Dodger organization to kind of give me everything that I could have wanted and needed. And, you know, was fortunate that my arm came out of it all right. And, you know, kind of the rest is history, I guess.
Yeah, well, we are thrilled to be visiting with Walker Buehler, a World Series champion with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And before we go to the break, I'll ask you, you're a Lexington, Kentucky guy, right? I mean, that's your hometown.
Yep.
So are you a Lexington guy or a Los Angeles guy now?
Oh, I don't know. I think I live in Lexington and work in Los Angeles, but no, we enjoy it out here. Obviously the weather and kind of the lifestyle is a lot different than what we're used to, but yeah, I think Lexington's kind of still going to be home for me.
Yeah. You don't mind if we claim you on West End a little bit, do you?
No, that's okay.
We appreciate that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more with Walker Buehler coming up right after this. Welcome back to the Commodore Hour on 102.5 The Game. I'm Joe Fisher with you, and great to be joined by Vandy Boy and a former Commodore and now World Series champion, Walker Buehler, starting pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, joining us, and certainly appreciate him spending a few minutes with us here tonight. And Walker, let's go back to 2014. That was a College World Series championship year. You were a big part of that. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, you know, we had a good team. I remember the year before we had kind of run through the conference and you know, expected to do the same thing. So we came back and kind of went to the drawing board a little bit. And you know, we just had a great group of guys that wanted to do it. I think there's saying you want to win a World Series, and then there's kind of putting in the time and the effort, and kind of got off to a tough start in the conference and then kind of got hot late and were able to put it together.
You had some big games in the postseason. Let me go back to the National League Championship Series. Game six, you win that game 3-1. What do you remember about that game, and talk about taking the mound, realizing that your season is on the line if you're not able to win that game?
Yeah, it's a big spot. I think kind of similar to how we were in school. You know, we were always talked about and known, and you get kind of 3-1 and then 3-2 and take the ball. Obviously, I wish Swanson wouldn't have gotten three hits off of me, but you know, other than that, it went pretty well for us. So, you know, our offense got an early lead for me and kind of, you're not on cruise control at any point in the playoffs, right? But you have a lead, you can be aggressive, and we were fortunate enough that it worked out for us.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, you gave up like six hits and Dansby had three of them. You know, what is it like when you face a teammate, a former teammate, because there are a bunch of Andy boys in the league now, you know, around. What is that like?
Yeah, you know, I think as a pitcher, you can kind of lose your edge a little bit just because you know that they know you're not going to hit them in the head, you know. So I think some of that fear is kind of gone. So I think Dansby might need to get one a little bit up by his face at some point. I don't want to hit him, but he's got to be a little scared of me, I think.
Got to buzz the tower a little bit.
Yeah, I think I might have to.
Well, he was a roommate of yours, wasn't he?
Yep, our freshman year we were roommates.
Did you foresee all of this for both of you?
You know, I don't. It's hard to say yes, but you know, I think both of us you know, came in and believes pretty highly of ourselves, and obviously had an incredible career, and then getting traded, and you're kind of, you know, trying to figure out what's going to happen. But, you know, I think him being from Atlanta and playing for the Braves, I don't think it could have worked out any better for him. And you know, we're obviously happy for his success, not against us, but, you know, I'm extremely happy for him.
Are you able to visit Walker with when you play? I'm just thinking, when you play San Francisco and you've got Mike Yastrzemski out there, or Oakland and Tony Kemp, or Cincinnati and Sonny Gray and Kurt Casale, and you kind of go, are you able to visit with those guys at all, or is it all business and you really can't touch base with each other?
No, you'll kind of check in and see each other across the way or in between batting practices and things like that, but obviously not when I'm going to pitch. I'll stay in there and not give them any kind of smile or anything, but no, I think you kind of touch base and kind of catch up, see how everybody's doing. But for sure in spring training, we all get together a lot and kind of hang out and then go our separate ways.
Walk us through Game 3 of the World Series. Six innings, one run, 10 strikeouts. You're setting records, you know, in that regard. Your fastball was electric that night. And I wonder, as a pitcher, there are some nights you probably feel like you have it, and some nights maybe you don't. Did you just kind of feel like you had it that night?
Yeah, you know, it was coming out of my hand well. And I think when you're getting the playoffs, you're obviously going to have adrenaline. And I think you're just trying to use that in some way. And luckily kind of found a way to harness it, I feel like. And, you know, made a couple of bad pitches in the fifth to give up that run, but you know, I felt pretty under control and pretty calm throughout that one. So it's an interesting thing, man, when you get all adrenalined up and all, you know, hyped up, and then things kind of calm down and slow down for you. So, you know, we felt comfortable and you know, it was a big one for me and for our team.
What is the media attention like for you in L.A.? You know, I think a lot of us, you know, we're around it. We've got an NFL team here, and we understand the media attention for professional sports to some degree, but I don't think we can imagine what it's like in a market like Los Angeles. What is the media attention like for you?
You know, I think that's kind of a double-edged sword, right? There's a lot going on in Los Angeles, big city, a lot of people, diehard fan base, and obviously, you know, the way they turn out for our games is huge and a huge advantage for us, but on the other side of that, you know, there's a lot going on in Los Angeles that's not the Dodgers. So, you know, we got a fair amount of media and people that we have been around a long time in this market and reporting on the Dodgers. But, you know, I don't think it's overwhelming by any means. You know, I think most of the guys are pretty fair. And, you know, getting to know them has been cool over the past couple of years. And, yeah, it's a great place to play, and we're really fortunate to be here.
What does it mean to you when you have performances and you start to get mentioned with names like Koufax and Hershiser, you know, in performances that they've had? That's heady stuff. I would think there's a certain amount of pride in that, but how do you handle that when you start to hear that conversation?
Yeah, you know, I think the first few times that any of that stuff comes off, you know, you feel kind of silly. You feel like, well, why are people even talking about this? But I'm not anywhere close to these guys. And, you know, I still feel that way. I think, you know, this is my third full year and just trying to kind of keep being successful and keep moving forward and winning with our team. And so, you know, I think all that stuff's all cool and dandy, but I'm just kind of still trying to go get people out and get wins for our team.
I thought it was interesting, Walker, after your World Series win, I think the quote you said was, "I enjoy doing this." That's a pretty basic comment, but I think that says a lot. I mean, just kind of explain, you know, your feeling about that, because it sounds like you're just pretty comfortable in doing what you do.
Yeah, you know, I think the pressure and things like that, like the World Series or like a big game, I think some guys can be successful and then they're relieved, right? They're relieved that it went well. And for me, it's just, I just try and keep things as similar as I can while kind of embracing that adrenaline in the moment, I guess. And I just think it's so much fun to play in games like that. And you know, obviously enjoy being successful a lot more than failing.
You're on a staff with a guy that I think is a first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, in Clayton Kershaw. But there was a lot of talk during the course of the playoffs and the World Series, and you know, you're getting hyped big time. And I mean, at one point, and I remember Joe Buck, you know, clearly saying, you know, this is the ace of this staff, talking about you. There can be sensitivities, you know, in that regard. So I guess my question would be, what's your relationship like with Kershaw in this situation?
Yeah, Kershaw's one of the best humans I've ever been around. I think that's kind of well documented and well known. I think he just wanted to win a World Series and has put his entire life into doing so. And you know, I think if I could be an addition to that, obviously, I think he welcomed it and has been awesome to me. So, you know, I don't think there's much need to number or rank or say any of that ace stuff for me personally. It kind of feels silly, like I was saying earlier, but getting to learn from him and kind of pick his brain and watch him work has been invaluable for me. And, you know, we're happy to have him around.
What did it mean? Because he's not had the most success in postseason, to have him have the game he had at the situation that he had, that had to be huge.
Yeah, you know, it was awesome to see him kind of be Clayton Kershaw for an entire playoffs. I think a lot of the criticism with him is pretty unfair in terms of that stuff, just because of the situations that he's kind of taken the ball and tried to carry a team in the past. And you know, we're fortunate now that we've got the depth and the younger guys, you know, myself included, to kind of not have to have him carry that burden. And, no, it was awesome. And, you know, I don't think if he wasn't as good as he was this year in the playoffs, I don't think it would feel quite the same, even if we had won it. Obviously, all of us watch him kind of day to day and are just happy that, or so happy for him that it worked out exactly the way it did.
That guy Mookie got out there's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right.
Must be nice to have him behind you.
It certainly is, man. He's a special player and a special human as well. I'm pretty glad I know Corbs is too, that he didn't end up in a volunteer uniform.
That's right. Well, let me ask you finally, for Vanderbilt folks, how connected are you able to continue to be with the Vandy boys in the program?
Yeah, you know, I think you go from being with them every day to kind of being out on your own. And you know, we talk as much as we can. And we got Kyle Smith's wedding coming up, which I'm pretty excited for. And, mm-hmm. you know, we just all kind of find little ways here and there to catch up. And, you know, spring training's a big one. We all get together. And then you kind of got your close group that you talk to throughout the year and kind of check in on. So, you know, it's nice, man. We've got a good group of guys that are coming up, are already in the big leagues. And obviously guys like Price that have been there a long time, and Sonny. And yeah, it's a nice thing to be a part of.
Well, we are so happy for you and so proud of you. And I appreciate you taking a few minutes tonight to be with us and talk to our fans here. It's great to visit with you, and congratulations on your World Series championship. And I think there's a lot more in your future, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys later on.
Thank you so much. That's Walker Buehler, the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher, and I think there's a lot more in his future. We appreciate him joining us for a few moments here tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up right after this.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.